From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama welcomed Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh to the White House today on a formal state visit. The president says he and the Indian leader have agreed to increase cooperation on law enforcement issues and intelligence. And he underscored his administration's support for an agreement on civilian nuclear cooperation between India and the United States. Both leaders met with reporters at the White House today, and Mr. Obama was asked about his pending decision about the U.S. military strategy in Afghanistan.
After 8 years, some of those years in which we did not have, I think, either the resources or the strategy to get the job done, it is my intention to finish the job.
Mr. Obama is expected to announce his Afghan strategy early next week. The U.S. economy's return to growth during the third quarter of this year was not as robust as originally thought. The government has revised its first estimate. NPR's John Itzty reports.
The government had originally estimated that the economy grew at an annual rate of 3.5% in July, August, and September. But the updated data shows the economy grew at a slower 2.8% annual rate. Several factors helped to push down the growth number. Consumer spending was weaker than initially reported. There was also less commercial construction activity, and businesses trimmed their inventories more than originally thought. In addition, a larger trade deficit was a drag on growth. The 2.8% growth rate ended a record four straight quarters when the economy was shrinking. Even with the downgrade, the economic expansion in the third quarter very likely signals the end of the worst recession since the Great Depression. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission admits it did not act as quickly as it should have, a day after announcing a voluntary recall of more than 2 million baby cribs due to concerns about possible entrapment and suffocation. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The chairman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission acknowledged during interviews today that the agency hadn't moved as quickly as it should have on crib safety. The statement comes amid a large recall of baby cribs designed with so-called drop sides. The sides slide up and down, making it easier for